Good morning, Tom Brady. How are your holidays?
Good morning, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Hey, are you and your teammates, we're going to jump right into what we were just discussing before you got on the line with us, concerned that slow starts and how remarkably you survived these last five of six games you were behind and won them remarkably could be a fatal flaw in the playoffs?
Well, I think we're always trying to play better. You know, I think we come out of every game saying, oh, you know, there's things we didn't do so well and there's things we have to do better. So, you know, I don't think what's in our mind is, man, we're going to lose. And you don't think about that. You think you're going to win. You think you're going to pull the game out. You have confidence that if you play for four quarters and you play hard and you make more plays than the other team, then at the end of the 60 minutes, you're going to win the game. So, and believe me, we'd all love to be up 21-0 instead of down 21-0. But if we're down 21-0, we still have confidence that we can come back and win the game.
You said in the post game that the reason you fell behind is because we as a team weren't executing, offense and defense. I get that. You weren't executing. But why not executing? Why did the team not appear to be ready to play at kickoff?
I don't know. We just didn't make the plays. So we'll go in there today. We'll watch the film and we'll try to make corrections. So if you know, we'll try to go out there and do a better job next week.
Is it a physical thing? Like a 1 o'clock game is like too early. Guys aren't physically ready. They're maybe just kind of moving a little slow. Could it be as simple as that?
I would hope not. I don't think anyone can put a finger on exactly what it is. But we won eight straight. We feel very good about that, and we continue to make improvements. So we've certainly showed that we can score points, and when we get a lead on teams, we don't usually give that up. There's been a lot of positives to take from the last 8 weeks.
And we're going to hear for the next 2 weeks from, you know, obviously, you guys, I think, are the best team in the AFC, but the last 2 years, the last two times you got bounced in the playoffs at home. We've already heard it from callers saying, don't forget the Jets game last year and the Ravens game before that. Obviously, those were disappointing days for you, Tom, but do you know what happened? Does it make sense what happened in those two games, and do you see it easily corrected?
I mean, they're two totally different teams in two totally different years,
yeah,
against two totally different opponents that really have no impact on this next week's game. So it's a completely different team that we have and probably the team that we'll face. So it's very pointless to talk about something that happened a year ago like it's going to have any impact on what's going to happen in 2 weeks, because it really won't.
Tom, I know the answer to this question is it depends how the entire team in all three phases of the game plays. But if you have to narrow it down, and somebody says, Tom Brady, what's your philosophy if you're going to pick a championship football team? Is it one of two things, defense wins championships or great quarterbacks win championships? What's more important, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, you know, it depends on the game. I mean, it depends on the team. It's there's not one thing. There's certainly been great defenses that have won. There's been great quarterbacks that have won. There's been teams with both of those that have won and lost. So it's, you know, you got to be able to make critical plays on defense when you need to. You got to be able to score points in critical situations on offense. It's about complementing each other and taking advantage of opportunities that you may get on either side of the ball. So if the offense, you know, gets a short field, you know, you got to be able to take advantage of that and get the ball in the end zone.
With the exception of the old crusty example that Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl managing the game, and very few others, can a team win a Super Bowl, get deep into the playoffs and win a Super Bowl without excellent play by the quarterback?
I mean, it all depends how the team plays. It's, you know, the quarterback's an important position because you're touching the ball on every play, and your decisions impact the whole team because you have the ball. So, I mean, the quarterback has to play well. I mean, there's times where the quarterback doesn't play well and they still win. So, there's games where I haven't played my best game, but we still won. It ends up coming down to scoring more points than the other team, and there's no formula to that other than, you know, who plays better on that particular day. It's, you know, if you win 45-42, does it really matter if you win 7-3? I mean, you're just trying to score more points and advance to the next round.
Hey, were you happy when you guys got Gronkowski that record? I was surprised for two reasons. I was surprised that you guys even knew about the record on the sideline, that Jimmy Graham had set the record, surprised that Belichick said, let's go for it. Let's get Rob this record. Was that kind of a team unifying thing that you guys all felt good about at the end?
I don't think I didn't know about it, standing on the sideline. So I don't know who knew about it or you know, someone must have known, but I wasn't aware of it, so I'm not really sure where that came from.
Are you upset that Hoyer has a higher rating than you?
Certainly not. He's a hell of a player. He's he's got a great future. He's been great to play with, and he's a great person and friend and teammate, and it's always fun to see him go in there and do well.
That first quarter sack, Tom, where you lost 11, you landed on your left shoulder rather violently. On the way down, did you think, oh, this isn't good, and did it do any damage?
No, I didn't think about it at all. You know, I don't think about that when I'm out there. You just try to play through sacks or hits, and some feel better than others. But, I've played a lot of football games now, and it's only one serious injury that took me out of a game, so... Hopefully I don't have any of those in the near future.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. Did we see some new plays this week, or plays we haven't seen very much at all, if at all? In the second quarter, there was a well-designed reverse to Edelman where Welker ended up getting crushed, and there was a well-designed misdirection that got called back because of a penalty with a lot of ball handling out there. Were those two new plays?
Yeah, you're always finding ways to put some new little tweaks in your offense, new little dimensions. So we've definitely done that. You have to try to show some new things every week. I mean, really, your core of your offense is what it is, and people have seen that now for 16 weeks. So you try to find a few things to keep them off balance.
What play pleased you the most? Was it the Hernandez short catch and long run, the Ben Jarvis green screen pass, or something else?
We had a lot of good plays where there was really solid execution. Those are the good ones. The screens were great. Anytime Aaron gets the ball in his hands, his ability to catch and run with it is really second to none. Gronk had some big plays. We ran the ball well at times, so there was some really good plays when we needed to. We didn't start it as well as we would have liked, but we pretty much scored on every possession after that.
Hey, did you watch any Andrew Luck last night, Tom?
I didn't.
No. Well, I mean, when you see a college quarterback, obviously there's some good ones, some great ones out there now. I mean, do you look at it differently than he looks like a sure thing? I mean, are we wrong to look at a guy like that who's got all the tools, and say he's going to be a really good NFL quarterback?
I think it's hard to really say anybody's a sure thing.
Yeah.
I think that's just been proven too many times where guys aren't really sure things, and that it's really hard. I think it's hard from my own perspective when I see good college players or guys that come in and have plenty of ability, first round picks, second round picks, third round picks, where they just don't end up really living up to the expectations maybe that they have for themselves or for that other people may have for them. But It's a different game. The college game translates very differently to the pro game. And it's probably pretty hard to evaluate college talent because, it's very different than the pro game. So, really it takes, a player to come in and they have to be in the right situation to succeed. And then really their own work ethic and opportunity and taking advantage of, the situations that are presented to them. So I would say it's very tough to say, man, this guy's for sure, he's going to be a great player.
Tom, what's the single biggest obstacle a college quarterback has to make when he comes into the pros? Is it speed or complexity of the game?
It's everything. The game is just different. In college, if you hand the ball off, and I was at Michigan, if you hand the ball off, you're going to gain yards.
Mm-hmm.
On the pros, if you hand it off into a bad look, you're going to lose 4 yards. You know, and in college, I'd sit back, I'd drop back, and, you know, I'd have all the time in the world to make decisions because my offensive line was, you know, I had a very good offensive line. Well, you know, in the pros, you don't have that. You know, you if you have a very good offensive line, they have a very good defensive line. You know, you're going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. So it's, you know, all those things that you have to really retrain yourself through, you know, hours and hours of preparation. You know, you have to, you know, you just have to, you know, you have to go through those kind of learning, you know, those, you have to learn from your mistakes and then, you know, hopefully not repeat them.
He wasn't yelling at you this time on the sideline, but do you have any idea what Billy O'Brien was pissed at? Because that was shown rather dramatically on television as well. It was after a made field goal, by the way.
Yeah, probably just our lack of execution. You know, I think it's frustrating for everybody when we really don't, you know, get the ball in the end zone when we need to get in the end zone, or, you know, we're not really playing the way that our coaches expect us. They usually let us know about it.
Hey, after Benny's great screen that gained 53, you got pissed after what you thought, I guess, was a holding call on Hernandez. You could hear you kind of hacked off. Is that what you thought you saw?
Yeah. I thought, you know, the guy twisted Aaron around and grabbed his jersey, and the ref didn't see it. So, you know, that always kind of pisses me off.
Do they answer you when you go up to an official and say something like that, or they just keep their mouth shut?
I don't know. He says something, but I'm usually talking, so I don't hear it. I just as many swear words out as I can.
It feels like we talk about this every year, but you may lose your offensive coordinators, rumored to be going everywhere, college, pros, everywhere. I know you'll wish him luck, but will that be a tough transition to break in another guy next year?
You know, I haven't thought about it, you know, and I really don't know what the situation is with Billy, or, you know, he's been a great coach and a friend of mine, so, you know, I don't think anyone really knows what's going to happen, so, you know, I hope he's here for a long time, but, you know, everyone gets different opportunities, and, you know, no one really knows how those opportunities, what will really pan out.
I know it's not something that's in your control, but did you enjoy the demise of the Jets? The Jets are not in the tournament this year, even though their coach was promising a Super Bowl to his fans. A lot of Patriots fans are enjoying. How about Patriots players? Do they take note of the downfall of the Jets?
Yeah, and there's a few websites I like where they you know, have all the New York papers. So I read a few of those articles. So I would be remiss not to, but they had a tough year, and you know, I'm glad we beat them twice. That was a huge key to you know, our season, that win against the Jets in the Meadowlands. So they you know, we'll see them next year. They're not going anywhere, but I'm sure they'll come back with just as much confidence next year.
Hey, speaking of officials' calls, as we were just a couple of minutes ago, did you agree with the officials' call that said you were driven to the ground on the interception return?
Probably not. Probably not. I didn't even know they threw a flag. I was already on the sideline. I was pretty pissed at that point.
You did a pretty good acting job, though.
Yeah, it doesn't take much for me to go down. So,
do you think you get more calls than the average bear?
No, I've got any calls all year. I don't know if I've gotten any. That may have been my first call all year. I don't think I've gotten any roughing or any of that. I mean, I know it's funny because people say that. You know, you get the, and I don't get any calls. So,
well, don't all,
just a little bitching from other guys.
Don't all quarterbacks get calls? Isn't that?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the position. You know, every player is, and every, you know, receivers get calls, DBs get calls. I mean, it's. No, but when a quarterback gets calls, there's some big issue with it, you know. Everyone's bitching about quarterbacks getting calls, and there's linemen at Holden don't get called. There's D linemen at Holden don't get called, so it's part of the game.
Do you sit down on bye week and watch all the games like we do, or is it, you know, you just wait till they're over and get your videotape and watch what you have to watch?
Yeah, I'll get a jump on all the opponents. So. That's what I'll probably watch. I'll probably watch as many of the teams that are in the playoffs as I can watch, you know, just on you know, my home computer. So just because when you know, next week, you know, we're playing on Saturday, so if the game doesn't get decided until Sunday, then, you know, you're on 6-day week, and you got to be ahead. So I'm going to try to get a jump on everybody this week.
All right, we know you said at the end of the day that it was all about winning, and clearly it is, and you had a great year, first seed and all that. But is there one individual thing you did that you're particularly proud of, one record, the 5,000 yards, anything that you look back on the regular season and say that really meant a lot to you?
Yeah. I'm happy I was out there to start 16 weeks. Right. You know, I think that's what I'm probably most proud of, that I was able to be there for my teammates and, you know, really come out every week and start the game and you know, to be durable and to try to be a consistent player of our team. That's probably what I'm most proud of.
Here's the quarterback question of the week as we wrap this up from our listeners, brought to you by Auto Trader. Now compare brand spanking new cars and special offers side by side at autotrader.com. Listener wants to know, Tom, what's the best thing you got from Santa at Christmas, and what's the best thing the boys got from Santa?
The boys, what'd they get? They got
Uggs.
My oldest son.
Uggs.
All my linemen got all the linemen. I got half my locker room got Uggs this year.
Now, how does that happen? Do you take their sizes or just give them a card and they go exchange the card for Uggs?
No, I just ordered as many big sizes as they had in stock, 12s, 14s, 16s, and 18s.
Let them fight it out.
I have to say that you are the most effective spokesman. I saw them in the store.
Yeah.
And without Brady, I would have just walked right by them. Men, Uggs, I was like, oh, really? Those are women's shoes. But now, because of Brady, you look at them, you say, oh, they're not so bad. You know,
they're pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, they're great. The boots are awesome, and you especially this time of year, so... We were out there walking yesterday, took our son for a walk, and I had my Uggs on, and it was cold out, but my feet weren't cold, so.
So what'd the boys get, like a Maybach or something?
Yeah, my oldest son got a Lego set, which he loves.
Oh, yeah.
He loves Legos, and my youngest son, he just liked opening up the wrapping paper was probably his favorite.
Yeah.
And anything his brother was holding is what he wanted.
And anything stands out in your mind from Santa?
My wife just got me a picture of my boys, so that was what I wanted. That was all I needed.
Not to mention the first round bye and home field advantage.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That's what my teammates got me, so I'm excited about that.
Texter mentions that maybe the reason you weren't watching the Fiesta Bowl is that on 2.5 Men they mentioned your wife's name. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that. No, I haven't seen that show. We watched the season finale of Dexter yesterday.
That's a dark show.
Did you see Homeland's season finale? The two of them were awesome. They had both season finales like back to back, and they were awesome.
Homeland, I'm going to check that out too.
Dexter was great.
I prefer Modern Family.
Why does Dexter care if she sees him kill the guy? I mean, the guy was evil.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, that's crossing the line, but it's nothing he hasn't done.
Technically, that's a violation of the law. All right, Tom, good talking to you. We'll talk to you down the road.
Bye, guys. Thanks.